Burlington's three gun control measures all passed on Tuesday. Unofficial results from the city clerk's office show that question six, allowing police to seize weapons during domestic abuse, passed 73-27%. A ban on firearms in liquor establishments passed 68-32%, and the safe storage of firearms question passed 61-39%. The measures are charter changes and must also be approved by the Vermont legislature. Vermont House Speaker Democrat Shap Smith doubts they will be able to attend to them before this session adjourns.
The charter changes that were passed by Burlington are in conflict with current state law, specifically the Sportsman's Bill of Rights. And I don't think that we have enough time to have a conversation to resolve that tension this year. That's not to say that we won't take it up and start the conversation, but I'm not sure whether we're ready to finish that conversation this year.
Chittenden County Democratic Senator Phil Baruth, who voted for the measures as a resident of Burlington, says the speaker is correct from a practical perspective. He doubts lawmakers have enough time to consider the measures before adjournment.
We have what's called crossover, which is our deadline for bills from the Senate to go to the House and vice versa. And we're also in the second year of our biennium, so that makes all of these deadlines especially dicey. And as you know, this is a very complex set of issues. It's controversial in the state of Vermont. I share some of the skepticism about getting it done this year.
Vermont Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs Vice President Evan Hughes says should the legislature approve the Burlington charter changes, it would lead to a patchwork of conflicting and confusing gun laws in Vermont.
The ordinances are an attack on the Vermont Sportsman's Bill of Rights. The legislature enacted this law in 1988, and it served us well, and we will defend the law strenuously. It will be brought up before the House Government Operations Committee, and we will be there in defense of that important law.
Gun Sense Vermont President Ann Braden is gearing up for a heated debate whenever the legislature decides to take it up.
I'm pleased that this will be part of the conversation going forward at the State House. We're building a grassroots organization that's ready to go toe-to-toe with the NRA affiliates. You know, they outspent us 10-1 for this, and the margins of victory were overwhelmingly in our favor. People have come to the point where they say, enough is enough. Really, this is about gun violence prevention, and so that's really where the state lawmakers will look at what is the best solution.
Speaker Smith noted that the three gun measures as passed violate state law. He says legislators could amend laws to address the conflict.
I think that that's going to be a difficult conversation. There are a couple things going on. One, there is concern about patchwork array of ordinances and laws throughout the state with regard to gun safety, and I think that that's a real concern, and we have to resolve that issue. The other thing is that there is a growing sense that we could do more about gun safety in the state, and we have to figure out a way to resolve the tension there.
Unofficial results indicate that about 26% of Burlington's registered voters cast ballots on town meeting day. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.